Now she looks happy and relaxed because she can go, fly, fly, fly. Huh? When the bird gets out of the cage, huh?
Lungpo, I told her yesterday, I said, Lungpo told me, when Lungpo bite, he doesn't let go. You see, you
yeah.
told me, when
yeah.
you bite, he don't let go. Yes, sir, it's...
I just need a break first and then
need a break. Yeah. Did you tell her about the anger?
Was it?
What?
Anger? When anger comes up?
No, you tell her. we are not so expert in.
I mean. I often say, when anger comes up, don't direct the anger outside, direct the anger towards the kilesa that produce the anger. This is the fastest, you know? Yeah? This is a bullet train, you know, to enlighten.
Blame, put the blame on the kilesa. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was just wondering, how do you direct it to the kilesa? Like, kilesa, get out of here.
Whatever. I mean, you have to use your own imagination. Yeah.
I have a lot of that.
Huh? But if you direct it outwards, you know, I mean, it is useless. Huh? But if you direct it, you know, towards the kilesas, I mean, what kind of thought came before the anger? What kind of, you know, images, what kind of memories came before the anger? So you direct it against the kilesas, so bring up these images. Huh? And anger is dukkha. The first noble truth.
Agree 100% on that.
Okay, fly free. the cage door is opened.
But I think the chitta will think of this place.
What?
The chitta will like to come back.
She can come back anytime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just not in this form, Adan. This form is killing me, Adan.
That is the purpose of it. Yes? What? To see, you know, the dukkha.
But I already have dukkha even without the additional restricted form.
The stronger the dukkha, the more motivation we have to overcome the dukkha.
No, the more variables for me to tackle, the crazier I become. And I cannot, it's like...
It doesn't matter, you can come... I told you yesterday, you can come back in any form.
This is really a question, Adan. I think my character, if there are too many variables to tackle, I really cannot handle it. Like,
yes, it's not your character, it's your thinking.
Okay. Any advice on how to...
Yeah, puto.
I am trying very hard, Adan.
But it always goes out. No, we do have, you know, in order to deal with all these things, we do have to have some samadhi. Yeah, I mean, that's why I normally only teach samadhi, because the people, you know, cannot really deal with the problems that they have. Yeah?
To get to the samadhi that is your standard, it will take a long time.
No, it doesn't take a long time. It takes a bit of determination. I'm not willing to give in to kilesas who bring all these thoughts up. I'm not interested. Yeah? I take a machine gun and shoot them all down. That's a determination, yeah, of a spiritual warrior. Yeah? Yeah? Or he takes his sword and, you know, chops them off.
Used to work, not anymore, then.
What?
Used to work, but not anymore. So I had to be creative and try to.
Well, sometimes you have to go back to the old methods, yeah? Then they work again.
I'm asking for
useless
ideas. I did
it.
Pretty sure I did something bad.
There you are. There's your Chinese friend.
Oh, the Chinese friend.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But you put all your stuff is out of the kuti, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so Adeline can go into her kuti. Yeah. Adeline is leaving tomorrow. No, there's no, no. I haven't given my permission yet.
You know, last time I went to I told him, okay, I came in. No, he said, extension, I have to cancel all my friends. No permission to go.
All Chinese.
How is it? From China.
She's from mainland China.
Oh, okay.
What? Which province?
Oh, I see. Oh, great to see you here. All the way from China. From Malaysia.
Doesn't matter. Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, all Chinese.
This is Indonesia.
United Nations,
Raja.
Huh? What?
This is the United Nations.
That is
the what international?
No, it is the monastery that has no nationality.
Yeah, no barrier, no nationality, no color, nothing. Just.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Focusing on our breath.
Yeah.
We can practice anytime, anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So why do we have to do sitting meditation, walking meditation? Why we can just like do everything and just focus on the breath?
Because the mind goes out.
Yeah. But when I sit and also when I walk, my mind also go out.
Yeah. And that's why we train it, yeah. And you see, it is much more tougher. If you go, you know, if you go look around, you know, I mean, all these things creep in. Yeah? When you do walking meditation and you just look 1 meter ahead, you know, on the path, yeah, it is much more. The mind is very difficult, you know, it's a wild animal, yeah, and we have to curb it in. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it takes some time, you know, it takes a little bit of bite, you know, huh? Hmm?
Also feel pain,
right? Yes, that's very normal. They sometimes fall asleep, you know, it is also normal. Yeah. Don't worry about anything, worry about the Buddha or worry about the breath, yeah? Hmm? And if you take foot with breathing in and do with breathing out, I mean, then you can more easily concentrate. But of course the mind is bored, you know, it is boring, yeah? That's why he wants to do all these things, yeah? No. We want to curb it in.
But after I leave the temple, go back to the world, like...
Yeah, then you can do it.
Meditate every day.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
But you don't have any work, so why don't you stay here for half a year?
I want you to.
Yeah. Until, you know, something pops up, you know, and then you can go, yeah? But it's tough, yeah? The first few months, it is very tough. Right? So, yeah? But, I mean, the Chinese are good, you know? I mean, they are hardworking, yeah? When I was studying in the U.S., you know, I mean, I couldn't even compete with them. With the Chinese and with the Indians. And I said, I need a break. They didn't need a break. They were hard working, you know, 20 hours a day, yeah. So, use that, you know.
Yeah.
20 hours a day. Puto, 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 puto. Don't give up. Yeah? Huh? And don't believe whatever they tell you. I don't believe you. Yeah? Yeah? whatever thought comes into mind, whatever memory comes in mind, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. Yeah? Or not sure, not sure. Yeah? Okay? Not sure.
I did that trick too, Adam.
Huh?
I did that trick too. Basically, I try everything that you mentioned, but today it's not feeling.
Yeah. Then you change the method to an older one, you know, and then it works for a while. Then you change it to a new one, yeah. I mean, use all the tricks you can. But it's the interest, yeah. If you're interested, I mean, everything is very easy.
Advice that you told me, like imagine what interest was when I was focusing on
yeah.
my work. I thought I was getting it, but somehow it's just like.
Yeah, then try to get it again.
I will keep trying again. Yeah. It's just not hitting me yet.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you know, make a drawing of the Buddha or whatever. Yeah.
That won't work.
That won't work, huh? Imagine the Buddha, you know, become bigger or slower, you know, I mean, use it, huh?
I will keep trying, for sure.
or see the thoughts or memories that come in as tsunamis, you know, that destroy you. That's good. I mean, use your creativity. It's really important to use our creativity, you know, to fight the Kilesas, yeah? Okay? Yeah, what?
Is it okay? So, did we? Oh, okay.
Yeah, what?
Yes. Yeah, when I mention that, when I do Buddha, and when I'm talking, and when people are talking, then I lost my Buddha.
Of course. Then, I mean, with talking, you lose your Buddha, but I mean, you can go
yeah.
to the breath.
You advise me to try breathing, but
yeah.
breathing is very hard for me,
yeah.
so I continue with my Buddha,
yeah.
and then recently, I feel that there's a blurry Buddha,
yeah.
initially, then I found it a bit hard to focus when people are talking to me. I can hear something here, then I have to focus on two things. Then,
why don't you focus on the heart?
Because it's blur, so I'm blur also. I'm like, how come got
no, focus on the heart when the people talk to you.
Then after some time, I think about a week later, then when people talk to me, I can hear the door more clearly, and I can also. Listen to uncle, but
yeah.
I cannot remember everything uncle said.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's perfect.
But when I.
But talk, your heart will remember.
After some time, certain things will pop up again.
Yeah.
But when I talk, I cannot hear anything.
Of course. When you play with the computer, when you play with your smartphone, there's no concentration.
So I should train all the way until. Every time people talk, I can still listen to them.
Yeah.
And I have to also turn a few when I talk, I can also listen to the Buddha. Or the Buddha will never.
No. I mean, when you talk, I mean, better take the breath.
So I still have to train the breathing.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Put with breathing in, go with breathing out.
But when I'm talking?
When you're talking, just the breath. And most of the time, you don't need to talk. There's no need. Yeah. I mean, look at the thing. I mean, he spends 20 hours talking, you know. There's so little that we need to say.
And then, sometimes when I'm doing walking or I'm doing sitting, and then sometimes if I cry, should I just bring it back to Buddha so that I don't
yeah.
cry anymore?
Cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it cry.
So I don't.
You don't even worry. I mean, whatever happens, you know, let it happen, you know, and worry about the Buddha.
But if I keep focusing on the Buddha, then I will stop crying.
Then you will stop crying. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so I should just focus. Whatever emotion comes,
yeah.
I just bring it back to the Buddha.
Yeah.
Then Mm-hmm. Let that emotion come.
Yeah. Until it becomes more and more clear of why this emotion started up, or why this cry. Yeah. Sometimes we cry out of happiness. That is fine. Yeah? Sometimes we, not yet.
No.
We cry out of dukkha, yeah? And then you say, oh, dukkha, what's it? This is supposed to be the first noble truth, yeah? Hmm? What is the cause for our dukkha? Desire. Hmm? Yeah, Carlos? Yes.
Itself, like when I was eating the ice cream, it was really good. I mean, thank you to who? Yeah. But it was hard to eat, and then I was like, oh man, why did I get this? And it tastes good.
Then you just make shaved ice cream.
Yeah, but it takes too much time. And they're being patient.
Okay. What time?
9:30.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
No. She's going home tomorrow. 22nd.
The day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very early.
What time?
The clock is
8:40. Yeah, they can take you to the airport.
She's leaving tomorrow. She's already booked.
Booked?
She's
forget about. No, it's okay. Whatever.
Aggressiveness is my own tendency towards righteousness in relationships.
Yeah.
I guess a strategy is, as you said, this, I need to look at the conceit. The basis of conceit is I am, for example, right?
No, not really. No. I have this views and opinions. That is the basis of our conceit.
Okay.
Views and opinions, yeah.
And most conflict in relationship is coming down to
Views.
My views and opinions are right, theirs is wrong, or my conduct was correct. They learned from my conduct.
Yes. And it is also wrong.
But as a strategy for counteracting this negativity, I can be ruthlessly scrutinizing of my own behavior and karma, and also my own mind, and ask myself, it's like, has my mind been free of defilements?
No. Don't ask yourself, whenever this conceit comes up or whenever this righteousness comes up, just say, not sure. I'm not sure about this. Yeah? And then it starts to wobble, yeah? And then it comes up again, and you say, not sure, yeah?
But sometimes one is quite sure. This person
not sure. You always have to say, not sure, yeah? Because that is the mind. The heart knows what is right, yeah? But you have to counteract now what you call your mind, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? And you always can say, not sure. It takes a long time, and it is, sometimes I was sitting for 3 weeks, not sure. Yes, I am right, not sure. Yes, I am right, not sure. Huh?
There was this.
Yeah.
When I was like 20 or 19, this Korean Zen master came to Toronto, which I went and saw him, and he said, always keep the mantra, don't know.
That is okay. That is okay. But sometimes we need to know, yeah. But we need to know with the heart, yeah. So whenever something comes up in the mind, yeah, be it the thoughts, views, opinions, say not sure.
So anything that is certain has to be felt
with
the heart.
Yeah.
Not here.
Not up here.
And then also, I guess I can scrutinize my own behavior too.
Of course.
Were you actually perfect?
Yeah. Yeah, view yourself from the third person, yeah? What a ridiculous guy, huh? Huh? Or obnoxious, you know? Look at him. How does he behave, yeah?
To bring some humility.
Yes.
That sometimes I do that to myself, and I just end up laughing at myself.
Yes, that is a good attitude, yeah? Seeing how stupid one is. Because we don't think we are stupid, yeah? But we are stupid, yeah? In most of our behaviors, we are...
But I realize that it's important also to not beat themselves up, otherwise...
No, yeah. You should not beat yourself up, yeah?
Because otherwise they get depressed.
You have to beat yourself up in the right manner.
Yeah, like in a funny way, I suppose.
Well, yeah, sometimes it
is. Piece of shit.
Sometimes it's, yeah, sometimes it's painful. Then you accept the pain, yeah? Mm. But the pain comes from, you know, from our views and opinions that are attacked,
yeah?
Or from our view, from ourself, yeah? I mean, whenever somebody says, you know, that is not in accordance with our view of ourself, yeah? I mean, we instantly defend it, yeah? And we should let that go. What is there to defend? Nothing to defend.
Ultimately.
Yeah. I mean, the thoughts don't belong to us, the memories don't belong to us, the views and opinions don't belong to us. You know, what is, why should I defend something that constantly changes?
Sometimes it's weird.
Because, you know, you change over the last 30 or 40 years. Yeah? Your views have changed. Yeah, everything has changed. You know, your body has changed. Yeah. What are you defending? Yeah? Like the view of when you were 20?
Yeah, I read my
that
diary.
That has long gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
I mean, I look at my diary like, I thought that shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, how could I cut myself?
Yeah. See these things, you know? See anatta, you know? Or anicca, yeah? See it, yeah? I mean, look at yourself, you know, how you develop, yeah? And there's nothing, you know, that is constant.
And it kind of makes me like second guess my tendencies, because I do have strong tendencies toward anger. It makes me question whether, should I really get angry at this person, or should I? Yeah, so because I know that my thoughts could change, my views could change, and then I might, like 20 years later, I'm like, why did I get angry at shit?
Yeah.
There are some, I actually agree with him.
There are some views which in effect don't change, like one never likes being lied to.
What?
One never likes being lied to. That's unchanging.
I mean, that is... I mean, even that can change, you know? You don't have to like it, or you don't have to dislike it, you know? You just realize it, yeah? And also realize whatever comes to you is what you have done unto others. That's very humiliating.
Right.
So if somebody lies to you, yeah, you have done the same thing to others. So... you have to be angry at yourself, and that's what, you know, what I said, yeah? That is the fastest way, yeah? Getting angry at oneself instead of getting angry at others, yeah? Because you are just receiving the things that you have done unto others.
Yeah, you think it's that one-to-one?
Yes.
Karma? Like how this person's abusive towards me. Oh, I have it coming from some past.
Of course, it's not that person, you know, that, yeah. I mean, any person can do this, what you do to another person, yeah. It doesn't have to be the same person.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It just comes back to you.
Thank you.